This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Election Day, it's finally here. And voters across Massachusetts and all over the country are headed to the polls throughout the day today to make their voices heard. Secretary of State William Galvin, he's predicted that 2.4 million Massachusetts voters will cast ballots in today's election. And that would rival the 1990 record for turnout in a midterm of 2.42 million voters. Even those too young to participate are feeling the enthusiasm for today's election. Here was the scene outside the Graham and Park School in Cambridge earlier this morning, where students chanted their support for voters who were showing up to cast their ballots.
Thank you for voting!
With more than half of registered voters in Massachusetts expected to vote today, we want to hear from you. Are you planning to vote today? Have you done it already? What was the scene like at your polling location? You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, or tweet at us at Radio Boston. WBUR's reporters are scattered all across the Commonwealth covering today's vote. We're going to check in with a couple of them right now. Reporter Max Larkin is across the river in Cambridge. He joins us on the line from Cambridge Friends Meeting House, which is a polling location there. Max, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So where have you been today, and what are you seeing out there?
Well, I've been sort of tramping through rainy Cambridge, my hometown. Been to a college polling place and a couple of other polling places in this very liberal community. This was the city where the President Trump performed most poorly 2 years ago. He only got 6.5% of the vote here in Cambridge. And I hear a lot of people saying, as you might expect, that they'd like to see the president dealt a step back at the polls today. And so they feel very energized to come out and vote blue all the way.
So if they're energized, what are you hearing and seeing in terms of turnout today, Max?
Well, the weird thing is, Tiziana, that the Cambridge polling places seem to be so efficient that really no lines ever form. There's a steady stream of voters. At this polling place that I'm at right now, Cambridge Friends Meeting House, the poll takers told one person I spoke to that they aren't seeing anything extraordinary in terms of turnout, but they're still the rush hour rush back home. So we can't really say. I gather that if Bill Galvin is right, there'll be a near record-breaking midterm performance from our voters in state.
Yeah, sooner or later, somewhere there's going to be a line. But you did say there's a steady stream. Have you talked to any of that steady stream of voters about what's motivating them to get out and vote today?
Yeah, I think it's funny. I mean, obviously, a lot of the Massachusetts, at least candidate-on-candidate races, are pretty one-sided in terms of the polling. But this is so nationalized in people's minds at this point. People feel an obligation to come out because of something they see happening in the country, not necessarily in Massachusetts. I spoke to one man who actually said he didn't used to vote and has kind of cottoned on to the practice in the last few years. His name is Aaron Shadwell.
I realized that not everybody had the life that I have, and that was a really big thing for me. That was a turning point. Going, oh, not everybody has the privilege I live in. And if I have it, and I didn't do anything to get it, aren't I obligated to participate in some way that's good?
I think that kind of gets at what I've heard from a dozen people and more, is that this feels very, I mean, it's happening in a sort of Quaker church, but it feels very sacred and something that maybe they took for granted at some point, whether or not they were voting a few years ago or not.
Yeah. Max, thanks so much for sharing that quote, the time and the insight. We're going to check in with you again a little later in the show. That's WBUR reporter Max Larkin. Thanks for being with us. We're going to turn now to reporter Carrie Young. Carrie's also out covering today's election, and she joins us now from the Donald McKay School in East Boston. Carrie, how are you?
Hello. Doing pretty well, and I am doing my best to avoid school release right now. So this is a very busy polling place for multiple reasons. One of those being that this is an active school, so there's a lot going on out here this afternoon.
I can hear the sound in the background, but it's kind of a joyous sound. In general, what are you seeing out there today? You've been around East Boston, Chinatown. What's it look like?
Yeah, I mean, if I could sum this all up in one word in terms of the feel today, is that it's been busy pretty much every precinct that I've stopped by. I've spoken to several poll workers at the handful of precincts, and they all said that this is mirroring pretty much you know, a presidential race, not anything that they've ever really seen in terms of midterms. So when I was over in Chinatown, that's where I saw the longest lines. They said that got up to about 45 minutes at one point. But they said that that's really been coming and going in waves. Otherwise, they said pretty much all of their equipment is functioning. So it's just a matter of getting everyone through.
And Carrie, tell us what you've heard from voters you've talked to today about the candidates they're supporting.
Well, the voters that I've talked to, it seems like these areas of town all sort of have somewhat of a liberal leaning with how a lot of these voters are thinking. But again, not everyone is the same, and there are some very different reasons that I've heard from voters about, you know, why they're coming out for different candidates. The governor's race, for example, was a really interesting race to hear from voters about. I heard from Jason Modzelewski in East Boston, and he says, you know, while he realizes that the incumbent, Charlie Baker, is pretty far ahead in the polls, he still voted for Jay Gonzalez because he said he was impressed with several of his campaign promises, especially when it came to transportation. That's what he said.
As selfish as it sounds, Gonzalez was talking about, you know, the issue of traffic in the Boston area, and I do sit through a lot of traffic myself, and I thought, all right, I'm okay with that.
I also spoke with John Kazanovich. He said he also voted for Gonzalez, but he says he it was mostly because he was really just voting against anything that was Republican-leaning, mostly because of the Trump administration this year. He said he just had a hard time voting, like I said, for a Republican. Here's how he described that.
Charlie Baker has done a nice job. He's been in office for a while, but I voted up and down the ticket Democratic because I think I'm with their values more than with Republicans.
Now, I did speak with James Chan, who is over in the Chinatown district in that precinct, and he voted for Charlie Baker, and he says he's all in for Baker because he's there for his community. Here's what he says.
The governor's been good to our community in Chinatown ever since he got elected. You know, there's a lot of state funding that's coming back to our nonprofits here in the neighborhood. He's been good to the community, so I think, you know, out of loyalty, we've got to be good to him, make sure he gets back into office.
Carrie, thanks so much for those voices. It's really great to hear how voters are thinking as they go out to the polls today. That's WBUR reporter Carrie Young. Carrie, we're going to check on back in with you later. Thanks again for being here.
You're welcome.
Listeners, we'd like to hear from you today. Did you vote? Do you always vote? What was the turnout like at your polling location? Remember, you can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or tweet us at Radio Boston. And don't forget, WBUR will bring live election results and analysis tonight with Bob Oakes, starting at 7 p.m. Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. WBUR has reporters all across Massachusetts today covering the 2018 midterm election. As part of that coverage, WBUR is participating in ProPublica's Election Land Project. That's a collaboration of newsrooms around the country who are tracking voting problems. Shannon Dooling, who's at the Rogers School in Lowell, has been reporting as a part of that coverage, and she joins us now. Shannon, how are you?
Hi, Tiziana. I'm well. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Now, I know you've been checking in at several polling locations. Catch us up. What have you been seeing today?
Yeah, I have. I've sort of been bouncing around between Lowell and Lawrence mostly so far. And I think I'm going to echo what a lot of my colleagues have been saying all day, which is that it's been steady crowds, lots of packed parking lots, and just sort of a general sense of enthusiasm. I should say I've also been hearing, though, a fair amount of complaints about broken voting machines, some voting machines that have been clogged and had to, you know, be repaired in some fashion. Earlier, I was at the Robert Frost School in Lawrence, where one of the machines there had been out of commission for a spell, and they did have people come back and repair it at the site. I was told by the warden there that they had about 10 to 20 ballots because of that snafu that were set aside and would need to be counted by hand later in the evening tonight.
Now, you said both Lowell and Lawrence. We know Lowell is one of 35 locations around the country that's being monitored by the Department of Justice today. Malden also made that list. Do you know why that is? And have you seen anything that suggests there is indeed a higher level of scrutiny in terms of oversight?
Well, you're right. Yeah, Lowell and Malden made that list. And yesterday, DOJ officials wouldn't specify. They wouldn't give us any concrete reasons as to why these two communities in Massachusetts made the list in particular. But they did tell me, sort of speaking generally, that they monitor places where they've received information from state or local election officials, or where they've gotten, you know, feedback from the community. You know, in Lowell and Malden, both of those are communities where it's required by the Federal Voting Rights Act that ballots be available in multiple languages beyond English. And so, you know, it could be that they're monitoring the availability of ballots in foreign languages. That could be something that's on the DOJ's radar. I have seen in both Lowell and in Lawrence, actually, I've seen multiple languages as you're entering the polling places in terms of instructions on where to vote, how to vote, the ballot information, the election information is available in different languages. So it appears that they're in line with that from my observation. So, you know, neither city officials in Malden nor Lowell have given us specifics either. So just kind of out here observing so far.
I'll say, okay, so in general, you have been talking to election officials and wardens throughout the day-to-day. Have you had any specific concerns raised by these folks?
Yeah, I have. To go back to the voting machines for a second, you know, some people have been saying, in Lowell in particular, that the machines that actually count these ballots are filling up quickly. And one of the reasons for that is because it's a three-page ballot. Suki Blake is a polling official at the Lowell High School. And here's what she says about that three-page ballot.
The machines are all having problems when you have that quantity of ballots going in. They build up and you have to open the back and push them down constantly. So it's, yes, that, and that slows the process down a little bit too.
It slows the process down. It takes a little longer for people to move through. So some of the lines have been a little longer as a result of that. Interestingly, the Secretary of State's office did say that Lowell, having the three ballots in three different languages, Spanish, English, and Cambodian, that's the first time a community in Massachusetts has had ballots available in three different languages.
Shannon, we are talking so much about turnout. Everybody's watching it. Everybody's wondering, is this going to be a record-setting day? What are the election workers that you've spoken with saying about turnout today?
Yeah, they're saying similar things and wondering similar things about records. Big turnouts, busier than usual. You know, here at the Rogers School, where I'm at right now, one of the poll workers said he saw a lot of first-time voters coming in, especially earlier this morning. People who said, you know, I just recently registered, really wanted to cast a vote in this midterm in particular.
So first-time voters, a couple of problems. Anything else last that you've noticed as you make your rounds?
I've definitely seen some soggy some soggy folks standing out in front of some of the poll places holding signs. I'd say less enthusiastic crowds than normal, but I'll be out here most of the day, so we'll keep you posted.
Well, that is dedication. And that is WBUR reporter Shannon Dooling. She's checking in from the Rogers School in Lowell. Shannon, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. There's just about 4 hours left now for Massachusetts voters to head to the polls and vote in the 2018 midterm election. WBUR has been covering today's vote from the moment the polls opened this morning, and we're going to head back out now to the field to check in with WBUR reporter Max Larkin. Max joins us from the Cambridge Friends Meeting House in Cambridge. Max, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi.
So give us an update, Max. What are you seeing out there?
Well, I noticed it's just been kind of pouring in waves here. It seems, I don't know, historically that has the effect of dampening turnout. But generally, you see, you know, a kind of continuous drip of people heading into the polling place. It doesn't look like, you know, a crowd, but a steady, more steady voting, I would say.
So a steady drip on a rainy day. The Secretary of State, William Galvin, he predicted more than 2 million voters were going to show up today. Now, have you been able to talk with any election officials about what turnout is really looking like on this rainy day?
Yeah, I've been sort of piecing that together, but I've been A lot of the people I've spoken to, Tiziana, are pretty civically engaged, and they've been asking around themselves. I spoke to a man named Alan Steinert, who was just heading out of the polling place, and he said he'd quiz the poll takers himself.
I questioned the poll takers there, and they said that it was not extraordinary, the turnout. They hoped for greater ones people come home from work.
I would say, Tiziana, that there's some element of truth to that. I think when I was in Boston 2 years ago, it did feel like there was a more robust turnout. Then again, that was a presidential election when there seems to be more interest in voting.
So given that, are there any specific issues or candidates that do seem to be giving at least some voters extra motivation to be out there today?
Yeah, Alan Steinert said something that I think was interesting and something that we all sort of may have intuited before Election Day, is that it feels relatively predictable given the wide leads in polls. I will say the one thing that seems to be getting people out and kind of energized and maybe even a little acrimonious is the vote on question one. That's a very close vote about nurse staffing limits. And it seemed to me that there was just about equal enthusiasm on both sides of that issue here in Cambridge.
How about logistics? Have you seen anything there? We've heard some reports, just a few of locations that have had minor issues with ballot counting machines.
Yeah, I think those were relatively localized based on what scouting I was able to do online. We certainly hadn't heard of any of that at the polling places that I have visited. They do have a new counting machine here in Cambridge that they hadn't had before. It kind of takes your ballot and tells you it's loading it. But I understand that it's not connected to the internet, and it worked just fine when I voted, and it seemed to have no issues when I was in the polling place.
Well, that's encouraging. And that's also WBUR reporter Max Larkin. Max, thanks for the time today. It's been great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Now from Cambridge, let's go to East Boston. We're going to turn to WBUR reporter Carrie Young. She joins us from the Donald McKay School. Now, Carrie, tell us a little bit about what you're seeing out there today.
Well, what I've been seeing today is, pretty much smooth sailing, a lot like what Max has been reporting. It has been a steady flow of people into these precincts. A lot of the precinct officials are telling me that it is a heavier turnout than they've seen in past midterm elections here, though I haven't seen a ton of really long lines, especially here in East Boston. It's all been pretty manageable. Within about 15 minutes, I think people are getting in and out.
Have you heard from voters today, Carrie? What are they saying?
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of voters today, and I think one of the biggest messages I've heard was there's just a lot of civic pride in what they're doing. Blair Flynn was one of those voters that I spoke with. She was voting in the Chinatown precinct. And here's what she had to say.
I always think of it this way, that if one person always thinks that their vote doesn't matter, imagine if everybody thought that way, that would be so many votes that, or people that are not voting at all.
Carrie, what are some of the issues that do seem to be driving people out there today? What are compelling them to vote?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about the, ballot initiatives. Justin Chow was one of the voters that I spoke with. And he said, he came out because he wanted to have a vote on question one, even though he was, especially by the end, there were a lot of different messages coming out about whether you should or shouldn't. He ended up voting yes, but here's how he explained his thought process.
If hospitals require a certain amount of staff, I feel like that could hurt smaller hospitals that can't make the funds out for all the nurses. So it was a 50-50, but I voted yes.
Now, how about voters who would cross party lines or new voters who don't usually vote? There's been some real interest to see what's going to happen there today. What are you seeing or hearing from those voters, Carrie?
Yeah, I have seen quite a few voters who say that they have crossed party lines in some of the votes. I think the most often that I've heard that was with the governor's race. A lot of people say that they are supporting Charlie Baker, even though they are registered Democrats and voted Democratic the entire way, down the ballot otherwise. A lot of people, especially some of the voters in the Chinatown precinct, say that, he had a presence there that they couldn't turn away from. And so that's why he got their vote.
Carrie, it's such an interesting day today and such an important day in the midterm elections. Is there anything else that you want to share or that you've seen or that's been striking to you out in the field?
Well, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, it is a busy day, and a lot of these precinct officials are saying that they've seen turnouts this high at presidential elections. But what seems to be happening is that everything is functioning as it should be. All of the voting machines are scanning properly. I think I saw one or two minor issues here at the McKay School this morning, but those were remedied within a few minutes. So it's all pretty much smooth sailing.
Excellent. That's been WBUR reporter Carrie Young. Carrie, we really appreciate you joining us. Thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
And listeners, don't forget, BUR will be bringing you live election results and analysis tonight with Bob Oakes. That's going to start at 7 p.m.